Video: officers arrest 102 anti-Israel protesters on Northeastern University campus. By Amy Furr on April 27, 2024. Police arrested approximately 100 people at an anti-Israel encampment on Saturday at Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts. The news comes as similar demonstrations regarding the war between Israel and the Hamas terrorist group take place across the country. In Boston, police gathered inside Gilman Hall before deploying around the Centennial Common and instructing the protesters to leave the area. NBC Boston reported, noting that Northeastern University deemed the protest a violation of the student code of conduct. Video footage posted on Friday shows students at the encampment, and WCBB said the group was calling for the disclosure and divestment from any Israeli corporations by the university. The NBC report said many of the demonstrators said they were willing to be disciplined by the school. Mass State Police said 102 people were arrested and face trespassing and disorderly conduct charges and are being transported to the Suffolk County House of Correction to be booked and processed, the outlet stated. According to the university, about 100 individuals had been detained, and those apprehended without identification were arrested. Aerial video footage shows officers surrounding the encampment on Thursday, per CBS Boston. Anti-Israel protesters also set up an encampment Thursday at George Washington University, GWU, in Washington, D.C., Breitbart News reported. The DMB Coalition of Students for Justice in Palestine organized a joint encampment that was established on GWU's campus and University Yard on Thursday morning. According to an Instagram post from Students for Justice in Palestine at GWU, SHPGWU, a student organization. As our people discover mass graves of our martyrs in Gaza, it is our moral imperative to disrupt business as usual for an end to institutional cooperation in genocide, SHPGWU wrote, referring to a mass grave hoax that has circulated in recent days. On the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, campus on Friday, approximately one dozen activists shoved Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joby Polak out of their anti-Israel encampment. Following the incident, Polak addressed members of the media at the scene, telling them, "This is the First Amendment, and all of you, journalists, should be in there," refusing to let them assault journalists. "This is a violation of the First Amendment. They claim they stand for freedom in Palestine, but they're violating the most basic freedoms of the United States Constitution," he added.